It begins. A gasp of horror echoed against the cathedral walls. It came from a 12-year-old boy. Looming over him, an old priest in orange robes formed fingers and thumbs into a triangle over the boy's head, uttering a prayer. The words were not his. They came from the sacred dragon, the one who rules above. A few feet away, the boy's mother and father clasped hands, sharing looks of dread. This would change everything. Not for them alone, but for everyone. What an honor. A terrible, unspeakable honor. The robed man finished his prayer, removing his hands and stepping away. After a moment, he looked to two scribes recording his words. One scribe collected his parchment carefully, as if handling sacred relics. The second scribe secured his scroll and handed it to a man who stood beside him. The man dashed through the door, bursting into the rain and mounting his horse. The horse whinnied as it fled into the darkness, bolting toward the castle. The robed priest told the family to remain in the cathedral until it was safe. Confirmation would come soon, sacred dragon be willing. But that would only be the beginning of this road. Every few gallops, the horseman shot a panicked glance over his shoulder. Soldiers were everywhere, and the king's spies were even more plentiful. The rider had been to the cathedral dozens of times, waiting for this blessed parcel to fall into his hands. He had almost abandoned hope that this glorious day would ever come, let alone on such a night. The horse galloped with wild haste down drenched streets, panting heavily, its breaths erupting from its nostrils. The rider squinted against the torrent, blurring his eyes as he careened through the darkness. Raindrops flicked off his leather hat, completely soaking the rest of his clothes. At long last, dragon be praised. The rider gripped his reins tight and forced his mount to a shaky halt. Directly to his left, a monstrous mansion hunched over the Nesmith city skyline like a giant. Even among the poetic and extravagant buildings of Upper City, it demanded authority. The rider leapt off the saddle, sprinting for the iron gate that ran the perimeter of the mansion. He jammed his fist through the bars and shook the gate, shouting as loud as he could. His eyes darted from one rooftop to another as his quivering frame turned in every direction.
"Quiet! I hear you!"
A gatekeeper huddled under a shack by the gate.
"What do you want?"
"I demand an audience with the chief patriarch," the rider said, glancing behind him.
"Master Feribold? At this time of night?" the gatekeeper said. "I doubt..."
The rider thrust his shaky hand through the shack's door and grabbed the gatekeeper by the collar. His eyes popped, and he fumbled for his dagger. The rider glared at him and pulled him close, his nose inches away.
"He has been called," the rider breathed.
The gatekeeper stared at the rider's fist gripping him. Then he noticed something upon the middle finger, and his heart skipped a beat. A ring, emblazoned with a brilliant orange stone, signifying a foreordained servant of the sacred dragon. His eyes widened. The rider continued.
"I am a blessing bearer. Time is of the essence. Let me in!"
The gatekeeper dropped his dagger and fumbled at a concealed lever inside the shack. The mechanisms holding the gate slackened, and it crawled open, shuddering. The rider squeezed through as soon as the gate cracked wide enough. As the rider ran up the drenched walkway, the gatekeeper found his tongue.
"Thank the dragon."
The rider slid to a stop at a pair of wooden doors. He banged against them aggressively with a shaking fist. Then he waited. Panting, he shot more paranoid glances about him. He leapt across the porch, planting himself behind a pillar, hiding from the streets. Not even a minute passed, but it felt like eons before the door finally creaked open.
"I'm sure this could have waited until morning,"
said a butler with a crisp haircut, wiping his face as he opened the door. His eyes narrowed.